You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, this week marks a turning point for South African businesses as the Department of Employment and Labour officially gazettes the final employment equity targets and regulations. For the first time, companies are legally required to meet specific transformation goals or face steep penalties. Now, critics, as you're probably aware, say the targets are unrealistic in a stagnant economy, the department insisting they are non-negotiable. So what now? What does all of this mean for business leaders, and are these regulations transformational or possibly just an overreach? I'm in conversation now with an expert in this particular field, Thembi Chagonda, Joint Chief Executive Officer of Global Business Solutions and Employment Equity Commissioner. Thembi, a very warm welcome to you. Let's get straight to it. How realistic are these targets in an economy that is barely growing, and we know one that is already shedding jobs?
I must say, when one looks at the targets and compare the targets with the economically active population, you can then say that these are realistic targets, because they are far less than what the economically active population requirements are. So if you look at it that way, they are realistic. However, the reality of the fact is businesses have struggled over two decades to comply with the employment equity legislation, particularly your top senior, middle, and junior management level. It's been a struggle for businesses to achieve these targets over these years because of lack of skills, experience, etc. And that's what businesses are saying. And the Department of Labor is saying, you know, you've had over two decades to comply, and we've given you as businesses the opportunity to set your own targets, and over this period you haven't achieved these targets. So that is where we are sitting at now. The department is saying, we've given you the leeway before and you haven't really set targets that are meaningful, and now we need you to comply or else.
Thembi, some businesses are saying the initial consultation process felt like a box-ticking exercise. So what's your response to that, the fact that government perhaps didn't truly listen or gauge enough sentiment around this?
Jeremy, one can say the department has consulted for some time. I think we know that the whole sectoral targets discussion started as early as 2017 with the Employment Equity Act Amendment Bill. And with that, there's been constant discussions and consultation, despite the fact that it has not been enough. I think business has been aware that there are sectoral targets that are coming up. However, the concern is the fact that the businesses have been indicating to the Department of Labor that there are challenges in certain sectors with regards to skills, availability of opportunities, etc. So that is, I think, where the challenge is, because the department feels that, you know, we've consulted enough, you've heard, you've known about these targets for a long time, so, and these targets are not different to what we have discussed in the past. Of course, when we look at the current finalized sectoral targets that are now gazetted, they are certainly different to what was published in February last year. So we are now seeing that there has been an increase, and the argument from the Department of Labor is that over the years, businesses have improved in these occupational levels that are in question. So therefore, it is right to increase the sector targets to be what they have now finally published.
So against that backdrop then, what in your opinion, or which in your opinion, are the sectors that are going to face some difficulty?
I certainly think that your manufacturing industry is going to face difficulties. And of course, there are some sectors, you know, that will have certain challenges. Of course, I mean, the sector targets are there to be reviewed. But I certainly think that in the back of what is happening in the, particularly in the automotive industry, it is a challenge, I think, with the sector struggling to make ends meet. And the economy, just, I mean, as we've seen in the last 3 weeks, the shares of many organizations have dropped, and businesses are struggling to make ends meet. However, I do believe that at the backdrop of that, we still have opportunities. I think where the focus is at is that we still need to promote a diverse and inclusive environment, even though there are certain struggles. And I think the challenge is that we will lose jobs. However, it's of when you do lose jobs and when the businesses improve, how do you transform as a business? How do you create a diverse and inclusive environment in the light of all these challenges that we have? So it's businesses that are going to embrace that and look at the importance of having diverse groups that will definitely win and look at this as a positive opportunity as well to now finally have a target for something that most businesses have been calling that, you know, we don't have the targets. There's a difference between BEE codes and the employment equity legislation. It was not aligning. But now for the first time, the businesses are being given targets which are not exactly aligned still with the BEE, but it is something that, you know, a business can strive towards in terms of promoting a diverse group of people.
So from a practical and operational level then, is there recourse or flexibility for businesses in sectors, possibly manufacturing, as you've alluded to, with legitimate structural or skills constraints?
Absolutely, Jeremy. There are 7 justifiable reasons that employers can raise when they are not able to reach the sector targets that are set out for their particular sectors. For example, the business economic factors are one of the justifiable reasons that can be raised. So if you did not have recruitment opportunities or promotional opportunities, or your business did not grow, you are able to justify by indicating that you did not meet the targets. However, the targets are set out to say you need to achieve this by 2030, but if you don't have those opportunities, you are never going to get a fine. You are never going to get a penalty for not achieving that if the opportunities were not available.
Just a quick one in conclusion. How difficult is it going to be for these targets to be monitored and enforced? And are there safeguards in place to ensure that the process is fair and not abused?
I think currently the Department of Employment and Labour has a system that they've been developing for quite some time. So most of the process is going to be automated. So that's going to then eliminate, you know, the sort of human impact in that. So there will be a lot of it that's going to be automated. However, when a business has not achieved its targets, they would be required to raise justifiable grounds, which they will upload into the system, and the system will then issue the certificate. It is when you are now verified by an inspector that process might then be affected by human touch. And I think that's really where I think we might have challenges, is what happens then if the inspector does not agree with your justifiable reasons or your evidence that you have raised to be the reasons for your justifiable reasons for not achieving these targets. So I think the initial process is safe enough, but it's when you bring the human touch that could be challenges. Mm.
Thembi Tragonda, thank you very much indeed. Joint Chief Executive Officer of Global Business Solutions and also an Employment Equity Commissioner.